Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, October 26, 2022. I've been 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. A wonderful Wednesday that it is. Man, let's get this party started. All right, Ray, did we send out anything?
No updates for now.
Well, let me see. We got any live callers on this line? I'm pretty sure there's at least
live
one. Because I see, I'm pretty sure one update went out. Let me see. What is Ray talking about? No update went out.
Well, I didn't send out any. How about that?
Oh,
you sent out something, didn't you? About some arrests?
Yeah, there was
a meeting.
Go.
That's right. Forgot about that. That went out.
There's enough people up here that they wasn't gonna let you forget anyway because they're already texting me. So, yeah, which I expected that. Hey guys, first of all, before we get started, it's gonna be a great call today because I got some information to tell you. They're gonna be excited, but I just wanted you to let you know that Walt texted me earlier and said that he had another commitment. I don't know if he want me to tell y'all what it is or not, but anyway. But he asked me to go ahead and announce the RV, but I assured him that I would wait until his day off where he had time to do something else before I did that. So that won't be happening today because, you know, Walt says he has another commitment. Can't handle it today. All right. Just so you guys know that part. What did happen and was good, and I'll just be up front with you. Out of all the news today, all the articles today, 80%, if not 90%, are about the exchange rate and about how it's not going to happen, how it's not time for it to happen, how it would destroy the economy right now if it happens, all of those reasons why it shouldn't happen. But we'll have to wait and see if it in fact does. What happened Monday is what we talked about. There were 40 ministers who wanted to speak to the finance minister and the CBI director, and they were signing off saying they need the exchange rate completed or changed. Monday morning it was 40. Monday evening or afternoon it was 50. And they kept saying it would grow. So they had the meeting Monday night. Monday night at 11 o'clock. Monday night at 11 o'clock. They made a decision, had an agreement. Oh, wait, before I tell you guys this, I gotta tell you something else. Couple months ago, and my guy's been telling me, and it's been actually months ago, maybe even at the beginning of the year. This is how long you've been saying it. You've been saying as soon as the government is seated, we're going to see a rate change. Not that hour, not that day. Within 72 hours, we should see a rate change. So, Monday night's meeting, they have agreed, supposedly, and I'm saying supposedly because I can't guarantee it, on a rate change in the very near future. The very near future is after tomorrow noon when the government is announced because it's supposed to be announced official. Wait, because one article said noon. Al Karimi will leave his office at noon tomorrow because they're supposed to take the vote. But maybe he'll leave at noon because the other article says the vote is not supposed to take place till 2 p.m. But they already know it's going to pass. It's supposed to happen tomorrow. They're supposed to have a new prime minister, a new active government. The riots that took place on Tuesday, while they didn't, were demonstrations. Wasn't as severe as everybody thought it was because everybody didn't participate. the RS people didn't participate. A lot of the other groups didn't participate because they're all waiting for Sadar to say do something is when all the groups will get involved. But he said he's going to give them 6 months unless they mess up this announcement tomorrow and have included the corrupt in the government. Then all deals are off. So we'll see. They have named the cabinet ministers, or they named 18 of the 22. Not saying it's official, but they put out a list. So far, none of the names that Sadar was against are on the list. They've all been excluded so far. But we'll see what the final list is tomorrow. There's a couple positions that are still open, but that's because he's waiting for those parties who control them to submit their names for him to choose from. That's the only reason they're supposedly open. So they stay with the current list. They vote tomorrow. They should have a permanent, full-fledged government by tomorrow evening. If that happened, was agreed Monday night, because, I mean, I got the phone call 11 o'clock Monday night, which was right after the meeting. He came out, he was excited. It's done. But I got to tell you guys, be patient. So I'm trying to understand it. Because be patient. It's going to happen. This is the scenario. So I'll go ahead and tell you. They're going to change the rate this weekend, supposedly. I guess I wasn't really supposed to say that part. But I did tell you 72 hours after the governor. So some of y'all can add and subtract, I guess. So they are. What we don't know is if it's just going to go back to the 1,200, 1,250, or if they're going to do the complete RV. Now, I'll tell you what. If they don't, even if it just goes back to the 1,200, 1,250, then that means the RV is in January. Because they are saying the new rate is still in the budget. So they'd have to complete the budget. If they do it this weekend, it's really just to satisfy the people, keep them calm, and they can say, okay, the government's doing something. They're sharing the money now. You know, they just gave us back 25% of our income. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to do it this weekend to keep the citizens happy. And still looking forward to something else. So we'll actually have to see which way it actually goes. Now, there's some negatives to going back to 1,200 or 1,250. Now, there's, like they said, it costs $25 trillion. And I don't know what the cost is because they all got the currency in their hands, but they said it's what they're costing. But if it's only for 3 months, there's no way it can cost them $25 trillion. So they can do the RV deployment. But what has happened is what I've been telling you guys for the last 10, 15 years. They're not going to tell the people in advance they're going to change the exchange rate. Why? Because people would stop spending money. Well, guess what? There's rumors all over the streets that the rate's going to change. So the currency auction, which is the movement of dollars in the country, went from over 200 million a day down to 17 million. What does that mean? Nobody's spending their money because they all think the rate's about to change right now. My guy was excited. He's telling me this is it. It was agreed. They were there. But they agreed to a lot of things. Because I'm trying not to get you guys overly excited. As we already know, and it comes time or day or, you know, after they vote tomorrow, and this guy, the new prime minister, he may change everything once he gets the vote. I don't know. But supposedly as of Monday, they have set a new date and time for the rate to change. We just don't know it's going to be the complete RV or that. Why? some of the people are arguing that they need to do it a little bit at a time, not to shock the market like they did the other way. The contracts, give contracts, everything has to be redone. All the numbers have to be adjusted. They're using all that as a reason to not do it, they're saying, at this time, because it's too confusing. You know, these are some guys, you know, new government officials. I'm trying to justify for them what they're thinking like this. They weren't involved in the initial planning of it or the scope of it, and maybe they don't even know the background of it. And they want to take time and figure it out because they're definitely going to be in control of it, whoever it is, and get blamed for it whichever way it goes. Or get the reward for it. So maybe they're looking at it. But they should have been looking at it all this time leading up to the prime minister because they knew it was going to happen and get ready. But the good thing is there is some movement, definitely. There should be some movement over this weekend. And I tell you two things this week. Demonstrations, which wasn't as bad as we thought it would be, only because Sadara didn't participate because he said he wanted to wait and see what the government looked like before he took it down. And now on Thursday, after he sees what the government looks like, is he going to tear it down or is he now going to give them their 6 months to prove themselves? And that's really what we want. Give them the 6 months. In 6 months left, the RV will happen, the country be flowing, and it'll go. What he also said was they arrested 25 people. I tell you guys, they put some of them in the paper today, articles of who they were, caught them at the airport. Some were given up by new ministers to go ahead and arrest them. They went to their house in the early morning while they were still asleep. Man, that's kind of funny, isn't it? And some of you guys are going to laugh at this, some of you not, but damn, didn't they show up at Trump's house at 6:30 in the morning? Anyway, then we got someone that was still asleep, arrested them, searched their houses, did all that, confiscated stuff, locked down their bank accounts. Now, are you saying they did it because they want to make sure they don't steal or aren't in position to steal when the rate changes? That's why they did it at this time, supposedly. Locked down all their accounts. These companies, banks, people who were actually doing the money. So they couldn't steal when the rate changes. And they were waiting on this. And I don't know if that's the reason or Al Kazemi wanted to at least make sure some of them were arrested before he left office to actually put a case in the courts to make sure it wasn't just glazed over by the new administration, Maliki or his guys. So we'll see. Today, they're supposed to vet all the names that he submitted, do the background checks, make sure they don't have any criminal records, any pending legal procedures against them, everything else. So the vote can go through tomorrow. And after that, we're just waiting for the money. Oil is up, which means the rate is up again. Over $4.80 is what we're looking for during the RV exchange, international evaluation of the currency. Not the in-country adjustment, but the international revaluation is what we are looking for, and the 481. So if they adjust it this weekend, it's a temporary issue just to get the people excited about the new government or to give them confidence and say, okay, let's see what they do now. Because they move that fast. It's the only reason they see going into adjusting because they say it's going to be a problem anyway for the citizens. Because as of right now, they don't know what the real rate is. There's a CBI rate. There's a market rate. There's a Forex rate. And things are just going crazy. It's causing a lot of confusion because nobody's spending their money. They're trying to actually get rid of their dollars, not buying dollars. It's causing the market fluctuation, which we've always known. Like I said, I've been telling you for 10, 15 years, they're not going to blatantly say we're going to change the rate on this day and watch the economy crash for 2 or 3 days or leading up to that day. That's never going to happen. What they are going to do is just what they're doing. Deny, deny, deny. We're not doing it, not in position to do it, and then just do it. So, hopefully, since I said it once, I guess I can say it twice. Maybe we'll see a change this weekend. All right, Ray, let's get started. Hey, let me say this, because I just sent me a message that I'm going to make some people upset. Guys, I've always, Ray, this is noise in the background. I always try to look at things both sides. Now, this is me. I'm just telling you, this is me for real. I actually try to look things at both sides. I try to look at the good and the bad, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, regardless of which side, right or left. You know, right now I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans here in the United States. I do. I try to look at things that are for the majority of people, not certain people. And I'll tell you, I got friends, it might surprise some of you guys, but I got black friends that are Republicans. I mean, we smoke together, eat together, I mean, that's what we do. We always have discussions. And I don't, and I think even them, and they are my friends. My wife don't know why. She's like, I don't even know why he's such a... Because they are my friends because they're business people. They make money. But this is their thing. I'm telling you, this is their thing. I look at them. They're like, I got mine. You go get yours. Because that's what they believe in. I'd be like, what about this, this, and this? What about how we did this? That's their problem. It got nothing to do with me. And I'm like... And I said, you know, you were one of them 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That's right. And that's their belief system. I can't get mad at it. I still like them. Everybody should have their own opinions. Then. But when I'm doing something, I'm trying to use today's examples of what's going on in our society right now, good, bad, indifferent. But it's something you can relate to and understand. When I'm talking about what's going on over there, versus what's mirrored going on over here. I mean, it's up to you to make your choices, right, wrong, right, left, good, bad. I'm just trying to put it out here for you in a realistic format that everybody should be able to understand and have some sense of reality with. That's all. Because, you know, and I'm going to tell you guys, because it's not true. It is true. It's something we heard. And the truth is what you believe. And the truth is determined, really, whether we like it or not, by how many times you hear something before you believe it or you actually start to believe it. But, you know, years ago, some of you younger people, you know, in your 70s, 80s, might not know who Michael Jordan is. And then again, you might, sports athlete. And they used to tell him all the time, why don't you get involved in politics? Why don't you talk about this or that? You have so much influence. And they say, he said, because Republicans buy shoes too. That's why. So Why would I cut them off? They buy shoes just like Democrats. I don't need to get involved in that. Now, first thing people come back, and he said he never said that. He didn't. A lot of people attribute that to the fact that why he doesn't get in politics. Why am I telling you that again? Really? Because on this call, we have Republicans, we have Democrats, and I'm probably sure we have some independents. And I know, because I get comments and texts from all of you, even that. And I have no problem telling everybody I'm a Democrat. Because I have no problem saying you guys call Ray a Republican, because you do. I'm not saying that he is. But the fact of the matter is, it's just really not political, because I'm not, especially on this call. I just try and put everything out there so everybody can see it. Now, hopefully I've satisfied everybody. All right, Ray, let's go. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay, Ray, not a Republican.
Get that back. Oh. All right. Here we go. K-Man says, is there any minimum amount of dinar where you can ask for the contract rate of $28.50?
Is there a new limit?
Is there any minimum amount of dinar where you can't ask for the contract rate?
Oh, no. Just ask for it. I didn't get a minimum. And they've always told us that. I don't care how much you have asked for it now. The only way you can ask for it is to have an appointment. Nobody that's going to the tele window is going to get the contract rate. You can forget that. All right, what's next?
All right. Captain Willie says, who gets the money that is paid for the various Iraqi government positions?
Who gets the money that's paid for our Congress positions, our senators positions? Remember we talked about that on Monday, where the lobbyists go out and they get all this money and pay for that? Iraq is no different. Those individuals over there get paid, and they get paid through the same contract agreements. And guess what? They said it's the investors who started all this. Iraq didn't know anything about it. They didn't know anything about politics. They didn't know anything about Boombi. They've been on a dictatorship forever. But the investors came in, start offering money to certain people to get certain positions so they could make decisions about contract agreements. Same thing that goes on here in the U.S. Some guys are lining their pockets, but how do they do it? You know, and I'm talking about here, guys. It's no different. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Our government is not saints. Everybody wants them to be, but they're not. And they're only learning, Iraq is learning what they're being taught. Except then they got out of control. You know, as long as you're doing what I say do and it's crooked, it's okay. But now you make up your own mind about it being crooked, then, hey, you know, how are you going to do it? Then now I don't agree with it. Why? Because I'm not getting my share. You're not doing it the way I want you to do and everything else. The politicians themselves over there get paid. So as Sunni is selling certain positions for $75 million, it's from his political party. And then the spoils are being shared among them. That's how it works. That's how they're getting the money. That's why I'm leaking them and telling them, get this guy, this guy, this guy, $75 million. They're going to pay us through these contracts with Iran, through this company, and we're going to run it through this bank, and this is going to be your portion of it. They already laid that out. That's how the whole plan works. Everybody knows it. And that's why it was so hard for Al Kazemi to try to put a stop to it. So he's saying all the people that are supposed to help me stop it are the ones benefiting from it. What's next?
Red says, will the IQD currency be commodity or gold back when the RV happens?
Say it again. Oh, currency.
Will the IQD currency be commodity or gold back when the RV happens.
It's supposed to be under Basel III, so it's not just gold backed. Yeah. It's supposed to be under Basel III, which includes gold finance, country contracts, everything, not just gold.
Currency.
Wait. We didn't understand nothing you said. I didn't.
I said, does the same apply for the U.S. currency?
It's supposed to. It's supposed to be under Basel III.
All right. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. This is spec one. Are your sources able to confirm the UN dates that were given for the completion of the government and the implementation of their currency revaluation?
No, because the UN gave them a date to do it. They already announced that part. The UN is letting this go right here because, they were supposed to have it done, by the end of the month, which they're clearly going to do. And as long as chaos didn't happen, it was going to happen. So if the UN is not getting involved, they're not getting involved now. We already know because the demonstrations didn't end up being chaos. And now the vote's going to be taken tomorrow. So the only way the UN now would get involved, Sadar didn't like the nominees, and he had all his people on the street, again, toppling the government. Or he gave him 6 months. And they didn't do what he did, and he topples the government. That's when the UN, the U.S. would get back involved. But as long as they're operating legitimate government and the citizens aren't trying to tear it down, there's nothing they can do. So that's no longer a concern because they're getting things done. They got enough people to get the votes tomorrow. The only thing that was questionable was Tundi, whatever his name is, said he wanted to take the vote on Thursday. And then members of Parliament Speaker came out today. That's not guaranteed because he can't just say what he wants to do. We decide when the vote was taken. We have to approve it. So that was just them trying to flex their muscles because today they came out, official document, the vote will be taken tomorrow just like he said. So that was the only controversy. They already know they have the numbers for the votes to go through. They're announcing who the ministers are, like I said, today. They got a whole list for 18 of them with their names, doing the background checks. So we should have a new Iraqi government tomorrow. And from that point, we should wait and see what actions that they're trying to take. Supposedly, again, when Al-Kazimi was going to be the prime minister, which most people thought was going to happen, there was going to be a rate change within 72 hours is what the contractors were being told. So even now, if the information he gave me is correct on Monday and they take the vote on Thursday, that should still happen. We just don't know what the rate's going to be. But supposedly they've agreed upon some kind of change in that time frame. Now, again, this was at the meeting Monday night. It was 11 o'clock at night. As you told me exactly what time it was. The CBI director was there. Finance minister was there. They came to an agreement, which I probably shouldn't be as specific as I'm being right now. Think about it. But let me see. Ray texted me, told me to shut up. It might be somebody else.
Somebody else this time.
Yeah. All right. So we're looking good. Yeah, there's somebody else. So we'll see what happens. All right, what's next?
Spec one continues. Says on the last call, you were saying that the various votes and the completion of the government was supposed to be this week. But just before you signed off, you said it should happen in the next 90 days. Is there a reason for the 90 days instead of this month?
I said, what should be completed? The government?
Right. The voting and the completion of the government. was supposed to be you signed off saying 90 days.
I don't even know if I should answer that question after everything I just told everybody. It's going to happen tomorrow. But I will. Because we don't know the future. Things change in Iraq all the time. Because he only had 30 days to set up his government. The next guy get 30 days. If government doesn't pass, they have to sign somebody else. And the next guy gets 15 days. That's the entire process, supposedly, until there's somebody appointed as prime minister. So it could have been 90 days. Even today, and that's what I just got me saying, if somebody files a lawsuit or something, which I don't think is going to happen, because the court could choose not to hear the lawsuit, make it vote before that's decided, things could still go sideways. I mean, there's agreements break apart. Until it's done, it's not done. Right now, it's scheduled, especially in Iraq. Anything could happen. I don't know. But the law says it had to be done within that 90-day period of time. All right. What's next?
Skin Man says, if the rate on the dinar is increased to $4, could that have a negative effect on the economy of Iraq and us?
I don't understand what the negative effect would be, because that means that the dinar is worth even more, which means it's in a better trade position with countries around the world because they trade in U.S. dollars, which means they could get even more. It means that their products, services, and people inside Iraq will be able to spend less, and they would buy in-country instead of out-of-country because it would be higher prices, which would give a boost to their in-country economy. So I don't know what the negative effect would be for them. The higher the rate it is, the stronger of a country that they are. And then the more they're going to get as they're selling their oil around the world, which keeps helping their economy grow. Which even now at this point, the stronger their currency is, the more countries want to invest. The more investors, the individual companies want to invest. Go into Iraq, make the money they make, come back out, trade it for dollars, and get even richer in every other country in the world. So I don't see the negative. The negative they're considering is how it's going to confuse the people, confuse the markets for a short period of time, because they have to adjust all the prices or people will be overpaying in their own economy. That is a concern of theirs. How do we do this so that everybody understands? Something that you paid 100 dinar for on Monday is now only 2 dinar, and somebody's not ripping you off by telling you it's 20 dinar and getting 20 times the money. Those are the things, that, and that's why they want to do it gradually as people could get used to the actual rates. But there is no gradual going from 1,400 dinar to 1-to-1. I mean, how gradually can you do that and make it worth what it's supposed to be without all the speculators in the world going to buy the dinar up? Nobody does that. Nobody. No country does it pretty like that. That's the rate. Says everybody knows it, but we're going to do it over 6 months, a year, whatever, but in the end, it's going to be worth this much. You said, I'm buying all I can right now, and guess what? You can't get your 3-0 notes back until you do that. Until then, they're still good. That doesn't make sense to me. If I even saw something like that going on, should I sell my left toe? Give me $100 million right now. Because I know what's going to happen in 6 months, 8 months, because now it's already started. I'm probably going to keep my toes on my feet. But you guys know. Anyway, that's not going to happen. All right. As far as the U.S., why would it hurt us? The more we could get for this, great, there's noise in the background. The more we could get, the more dollars we have, the more goes into our economy. I mean, it definitely benefits us as Denarians. And if what we know or what we hear is going to happen, and maybe the Feds do another rate increase, actually, I know it sounds crazy, but it's what they're talking about, causing a recession just to drive prices back down, then one of two things are going to happen. All the Denarians are going to become super rich, or all the Denarians are going to become Republicans. Hey, I had to say that. Because that's what happens. You get your money during a recession, you'd be like, I got mine, you get yours. So, okay. But anyway, that's just a little joke. All right, what's next, Ray? What? We couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand you. Unless you said 754, I don't know what it was.
Is that me, Ray?
Yep, that's what he said. I couldn't understand it, but it sounded like
I can't understand him either.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess since you hear me, Tony, I guess since you hear me and we're speaking, then I guess it is me. Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Mahjong lady in Florida. Beautiful day here. Couple of questions, Tony. If they do what they say they're going to do and take it back to 1,200, which really doesn't benefit us and doesn't benefit them, what does that do to our exchange? Do we wait now until it continues rising, or do you think they're not going to take it to the 1,200?
Okay. I'm hoping and praying that they don't take it to the 1,200. I just want the RV to happen so this nightmare will be over. I promise you. That's what I hope and pray. Now, again, that is the two scenarios that I gave you. If they take it to the 1,200 and people adjust to it, which might have to happen, take it to the 1,200, just so the people are calm for the next 90 days. They're happy. It's like giving them a 25% raise. They can afford their food again, everything else, pay their bills. You know, 25% that they lost is given back. And I'll give you guys that example forever. Gas is at $2.50. They take it up to $5, and they bring it back to $3.50 here. Everybody's all excited. Well, at least it's not $5, but it was $2.50. Are you crazy? But people don't see that. Same thing here. They take it back down. It's not the RV, but most of them don't know about that at all. Well, they do know about 3-0 notes, but they're not talking right now about dropping 3-0 notes. They're talking about changing the exchange rate. That's all we're hearing. We're not hearing anything that says drop 3-0 notes or drop the 3-0s on the notes. And that's what we really want to hear. And they're educating those numbers. So, yeah, if they did that, and it could be, because he was trying to tell me just have patience. I'm like, patience for what? For Saturday or for January? What am I having patience for? But there's something in the works. But that's what it would mean. Hey, if they do that, just be patient, because that's the first step to doing what we really want. And that's when they pass, you know, whatever laws, rules they do, being transparent, and Sadar giving them the time to open their government, or until they get the 23rd budget, the rates in the budget, even articles today, you know what I'm saying, we know there's a rate in the budget passed by the end of November like they suspect, and that would be the RV itself. I don't know what they're doing this weekend. I don't even know if they're going to do it, but you can clearly see through the articles, television interviews, what he said he was in the meeting. Everybody's expecting something this weekend.
Okay. The other thing with oil, with the failure in Saudi Arabia of our government to strike a deal with Saudi Arabia, and they walked out, What is this going to do as far as oil coming out of Iraq?
With the fail of our government striking a deal with Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, they walked out on the deal. Saudi Arabia didn't uphold their end of the deal. It hit the news today, so the Americans walked out. So with that happening, what does that do as far as Iraq goes and their oil production? Are we going to go back to buying oil from them again? Are we going to continue buying? Is it only going to raise their ability with their money? How does that fit with the RV?
So I didn't read the article, but all I can tell you is we already buy oil from Iraq. The deal that Biden went over there tried to do with Saudi Arabia is for them to cut production. Increase production, so the price would go down. Saudi Arabia didn't do that. They went with OPEC, and this was even a couple weeks ago, and said they're going to cut the rate 1st of November. That's why Biden said he's going to let out 15 million barrels out of our own reserve to try to keep the price of gas down here in the U.S. It has nothing to do with Iraq or anything else, our deal going with Saudi Arabia. Just try to use them as leaders to get everybody else to go against OPEC and actually increase instead of decrease. They didn't do that. So I don't know anything else other than that, because I haven't read the article if there was any other deal. Okay?
No, they just said that the Americans walked out because Saudi Arabia didn't do the deal. So they walked out on all the meetings. And that's why I was wondering if this will affect anything, not as far as us purchasing oil, but if Iraq is going to increase their oil production because Saudi Arabia refused, won't this be an asset more for the RV because they're just going to have that much more money? So it's only going to enrich their coffers.
No, Iraq has already agreed with OPEC to reduce their production the first week in November, not increase, reduce their production. They already expect the price of oil to go up through the end of the year, which increases their reserves and make the dinar even more valuable once the rate changes. So it's not going to affect us at all as far as stopping. It's not going to affect how much oil we buy from Iraq because we already buy what we buy. As a matter of fact, the last 3 weeks, the actual purchase from Iraq went down, and that's because Biden is increasing what we're getting here in the U.S.
Well, all I know is that the prices here were down to $2.93 a gallon, and they're now up to $3.29 a gallon. So I don't see them
That's
going down at all.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with
they
oil.
Were down.
It has to do with your governor. No, I'm just joking. Okay.
No, it doesn't. Our governor took the tax away. Don't be dissing my governor, or I have to start dissing yours.
Nationally, though, gas has gone down 10 cents a gallon every week. So unless something just happened, I haven't even heard about it going up. Now, oil has gone up in the last week, 2 weeks, even today. So it should be. But all right, what's your next question?
My next question has to do with that wonderful, wonderful man, Maliki. How much say does he have in the incoming government? How much are they actually listening to him and abiding by what he wants? Or is he nothing more than a figurehead?
He's a figurehead and he's still influential. Like I said, as long as he's there, they're having meetings at his house, which tells you he still has influence and is making some decisions, or they would be excluding him from everything. So I think he's involved in every bit of it, who they're selecting right now, as far as their people for the positions that he wants. And they're having 4 of the ministerial positions. I'm sure he's helping them select him. And he wanted to make sure they got, like, the oil minister is going to be their guy. Now, whoever he is, he's not direct with Maliki. I'm sure he's met with him. It's no different than, you know, Republicans, Democrats, when they meet with the House Speaker, when they're running for governor, center, everything else. You still got somebody above you until you become the president. And then when you become the president, whether you guys know it or not, you got a whole lot of people that can make a decision about what you say and do, both Senate and congressmen. Vote for it, vote against it. And I'm not even talking about the deep state government that put you there to start with, which I guess we don't want to go back to that. But you guys know the meeting they have in the Grove every year is something totally different. So they're just figureheads. There's somebody else pulling all the strings. Same thing. Okay. Maliki is there, and he still has influence. He's still going to tell them what to do until the moment they say he's convicted, arrested, in jail. He's going to have power. And as long as Iran believes in him, he's going to have influence, which they will until he's marginalized. All right. Thank you.
All right. I have one last question. How confident are you that something will change this weekend by what you've heard?
I'm not confident at all. Because I don't know. I know what they said in the meeting, and as I said, we know Iraq will say anything and then do something else. We know they agreed on something Monday night because everybody got excited. And they know it's supposed to happen this weekend based on a new prime minister tomorrow. But I don't even know that that's going to happen. Because how many times they said they're going to take the vote already and didn't take the vote? I know it's close to it happening. We haven't been this close. We have publicly named every minister so far except for 4. So we did 18 out of the 22, who they are, which organization they're representing, everything. And he's just waiting for their background checks to be completed today before they take the vote tomorrow. So we haven't been this close. So it's a good possibility. I started the call by telling you guys ever since January, I've actually been told within 72 hours of a prime minister being named, there would be some sort of rate change. And now I'm hearing that exact same thing again. I can't promise you that's going to happen because I don't get to make the decision. I can tell you that's what different agencies are saying. But here's the one thing we're not seeing, guys. We're not seeing bank personnel put on alert, standby, vacations canceled, any of the normal things that we see for an RV to occur. Now, today's Wednesday. If they vote and it goes through tomorrow, they can start Friday morning. They can have their people in place for Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. I don't know. But to this point, I haven't seen anything over here. The Treasury hasn't said anything. My market brokers haven't said anything. And maybe everybody said, well, we're not going to do it until this goes through. That's the part we have to wait and see.
I take this to the next caller, 281 area code.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing?
All right.
How you doing? I'm good. Can't complain. Some of my questions were answered on the last call, but what I did want to ask is how does that affect all of the contracts of the people that have come in from outside of Iraq if they change this rate back to 1190? Would that even influence or have any issues with the contract that's already been signed? Or it would just be something that they would be waiting until the first of the year to finish up.
That's right. It wouldn't have any issue with the contracts because the contracts are all based on the RV rate. That's why they signed the contract. So if they said, hey, we're going to do this right now, okay, we're still not doing anything until you raise the RV your taxes. So you're not helping your economy if you make your people happy. but none of the things you want to do as far as the white paper agreements, all that, are going through until you do this.
And so you were just saying that you haven't gotten any information from the U.S. or anybody on this side of the pond, as they call it. So you think you probably won't hear anything from them until after this government is seated, pretty much. Is that what you're thinking?
Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking, because we're not hearing it. And I've known this since Monday night. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nobody's excited. Nobody's preparing. And maybe they'll learn. Let's just wait and see if this part happens. Then we can go back to normal and... Hey, the banks are getting ready. Because at that point, they could be getting ready. We don't know.
Right. So my last question is, why do you think there's different rates that you discussed earlier when you first came on between the CBI, the Forex, and I can't remember the other platform you talked about? What would cause that?
People take advantage of people who don't know. There's a CBI rate, but then they say the markets post different rates.
Right.
The airport posts another rate. Investors
right. In
the forest are using a different rate when there should be one rate in the entire country. Like ours is just not like that with them. It should be, but because of the lack of communication, some people are being taken advantage of. And that's what they clearly said, that they are being taken advantage of, and those who know better are making money off you guys' emotions. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody is making money.
Because I know that the people from Iraq that here in the U.S., we know a couple of weeks back you told us that they had appointments and all of that stuff set up. So I'm just wondering, you know, I guess they just can't do anything until the rate is changed, like everybody else, as far as exchange.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
They can't do anything.
Okay.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
So, we got to
okay.
Hold on, wait. Is she still there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Yes.
Because inquiring minds want to know. They sent me a text here. It says, Buff Lady doesn't sound cheery like normal. Is she having flat tire issues? Can you look back there and sound flat?
I am not going to answer. What kind of foolishness I'm not answering. Oh, my God. No, everything is pumped up over here. We're just waiting to go. Tired of this foolishness in Iraq. That's why I'm not happy. Okay, that answered that question. We're ready to move around. But I'm good. I am good.
All right. Hey, look. They said they're happy now because you're laughing. So they're happy. So, okay,
oh,
here you
my
go.
Okay. All right. Have a good day. Talk to y'all later. All
right. You too. Bye.
Okay, and it takes us to 610 area code.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. We are at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to keep it to the short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That way it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT SuperFantastic.com website. Click on that red payment button and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions and follow the prompts as you go through. In the block where you are asked to type in your name on the card, after you have typed in your name on the card, hit the space bar twice, and in that same block, type in your phone number there. Again, that helps Ray track the payments as they come in. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you have clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." This way, you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
All right, sir. We'll wrap this one up.
Wait, I don't hear no music playing. I don't get no music today? Oh. All right. Yeah.
Yes, playing.
Oh, I can't hear it. Anyway, tomorrow's a big day. It's our next big hurdle. Let's wait and see if Al Kazemi walks out the office at noon, says it's over. Then we know the 2 o'clock count is going to be good, just what we want. And from that point, Iraq has an official government, and they can make decisions about the 22nd, 23rd budget, and we can see change at any moment. They are, people supposedly in the know, fully expecting something this weekend. We just don't know what. And maybe on Friday's call, we'll have a better clue. We'll see if the banks are excited, treasury markets, anybody other than Iraq, and we can be on our way. So in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, we'll do a birthday shout out to Miami 23. Happy birthday. We wish you many more. Okay, ladies and gents, that's it for today's session. We'll be back on Fantabulous Earth Day. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Come on, Sean. I believe the blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We are out of here.